97 WIRX.
We all my
everything that rocks.
It's an aggressive one.
Yeah, that was.
We are all my.
We are all. We am.
You know what we should do one day? We should write our own rap song. All right. Well, we each write our own rap song, and then the next day on the show, we'll see who's got a better song.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna crush you because I don't know if you know this or not, but
I'm a ghostwriter.
I'm an amazing hip hop artist. If you haven't seen me.
When you turn your head sideways and you cross your arms and lean over to one side, is that
yo? You know what I'm like? You know, remember the old T-shirts? And I had this T-shirt, but it was Bugs Bunny and Tasmanian Devil.
And they're leaning shoulder to shoulder.
And they have, like, I believe it's Bugs that has, like, beaded cornrows. Yep. And they're wearing, that's like, funny, oversized Looney Tunes jerseys. And yep. You know what I'm talking
about? I know exactly.
Dude, I got to find this. Hold on. Hip hop. Dude, this is. I had a shirt like this, and I wore it all the time. Hip hop. Bugs Bunny.
Old shirts you used to wear. Remember chump shirts or no
yes!
fear?
I found it, dude. Oh my god. I'm gonna put this. Dude, I had that on a shirt, and it was the most glorious thing you could have ever imagined.
Why was the shirt always like a triple X too? You know? Like, you never had a fitted shirt as a kid. It was always like huge on you.
And it's the crisscross. It's the crisscross, yep. Dude.
Crisscross. Oh my god. That's classic.
Makes me so happy. Dude, I want that. Dude, you can wear that shirt nowadays and people be like, dope shirt, man. I'll be like, I know it is. That's sick. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm definitely going to share this with everyone because this just made my day. And
it's your sweet Bugs Bunny shirt.
The greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Dude, I'm putting this back on a T-shirt.
Come on, like, be honest. You still have it. You still wear
it. I wish I did. I would.
Undershirt.
Dude, if you think I wouldn't be sporting this at least once a week, you're dreaming, brother. All right. Anyway, I digress. We got to keep things moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And don't forget, if you're going to get your car or truck fixed or you just want to go over and make an appointment or see John and the gang, while you're there, you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker onboard window sticker. This thing's awesome. I got one on my truck. Kiki's got one on her car. And if you got a metal baby. It's perfect for you. So check that out. Well, Styx fans have a lot of new music headed their way in June with the release of their new album, as well as the last album from co-founding member and former singer and keyboardist Dennis DeYoung. Styx released the first single from the album last week, the title track, Crash of the Crown. You heard us talking about that here. And DeYoung has just released The Last Guitar Hero, his second single off of 26 East Volume 2. It features a guest appearance by Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello, which is pretty dope guest guitarist down there. Mm-hmm. DeYoung will release 26 East Volume 2 on June 11th, and Styx follows a week later, June 18th, with Crash of the Crown. So if you are a
Styx
fan.
Come on, bring him back to Southwest Michigan. That was such an awesome concert, man, when they came here.
I would go see Styx again like that, brother. One of the best shows I ever went to in Milwaukee was Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Journey. Never forget it, man. It was amazing.
It was wild because I knew about Styx as a child because my mom always had the Styx CD in the car. And it was one of the, so she had the 6 CD changer. That was one of the 6.
Yeah.
That was in that CD changer. None of those discs moved. That was it. You got the choice between 1 through 6.
Yeah.
And I just remember jamming out hard to Styx.
So good. They stole the show. And I remember that concert. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. They weren't even the headliners. But so anyway, Styx coming your way. Lastly, some big news that broke yesterday. Korn and Staind are teaming up for a late summer amphitheater tour. Ooh, Skip.
Nice.
It kicks off August 5th in Florida, hits 28 cities, wraps up in Dallas. Both acts will also play at the Louder Than Life Festival on September 23rd in Kentucky. tickets go on sale Friday with both acts having fan pre-sales on Thursday. So
all the concerts are going to be in the South, aren't they?
More than likely. I know there is some stuff coming here. I'm pretty sure Genesis is going to be in Chicago and Detroit. So I don't think it's not everything, but right now it seems like the South is starting to have a little bit higher concert numbers. because things are a little bit more open down there,
open,
if you will.
So, yeah. That's a good choice of word right there, because a lot of people say different things.
Yeah, but different things. But anyway, so good news on the concert front with Korn and Staind. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1945, Magic Dick Solowitz of the Jay Giles Band was born in New London, Connecticut. Nice. He played the harmonica, notably, multi-instrumentalist, but people knew him. I think that's why they called him Magic Dick Solowitz, at least I think that's why they called him Magic Dick Solowitz, because, dude, that guy could rip a harmonica. He also played trumpet and other instruments, but mostly known for his sweet, sweet harmonica riffs.
Thank you for reminding me of Jay Giles. It's been a while, dude, since I've heard some Jay Giles.
So good, man. All right, that is your rock news and rock history, as always brought to you by AIR. We'll be back with more.